Because I keep getting Love open wounds in my head.
Yeah.
Welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to start off the radio show today by talking sports. Let's talk NCAA basketball tournament. Let's talk about the Sweet 16. Four games yesterday, and I don't know if I want to talk about all of them, because one of them I got beat real bad. University of Connecticut beat San Diego really bad yesterday. I thought San Diego was going to get their revenge for getting beat by UNC. University of Connecticut, bad last year in the championship game, but they didn't do too well last night. What was the final score of that game, DJ?
UConn beat San Diego State 82-52.
Wow.
No contest.
Beat about 30 points. Oh, it was an upset. Big. Well, it wasn't even an upset. They were predicted to win. So, okay, I thought San Diego was going to come with more firepower. They didn't shoot the ball well. They didn't make enough shots. They played decent defense, but they didn't shoot the ball good. So that's why they lost. Okay, what about the other two games, the other three games that played yesterday? What about UNC against Alabama?
North Carolina, let me see. Alabama beat North Carolina 89-87.
They beat them 89-87? It was a close game then. Alabama played really well for them to just lose, I mean, to win by 2 points. They played a lot better than I thought they would. I guess they proved that they had a basketball team. So that's why they played so well, and they were playing against a good UNC team. So, okay, well, I lost that one. That's two I lost. And what was, let's see, did UNC State play yesterday?
Nope.
I think I bet them against Creighton.
They play today.
Oh, they play today.
They play Marquette today. They play today. They play Marquette.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still betting on Marquette to win, so I'm excited. I'm expecting that UNC State plays really well, but I'm thinking that Marquette is going to have a better offense, better defense. They're going to play better ball than UNC State. Because UNC is the school with all the talent, and UNC State is just a part-time basketball program. They don't have the real talent like UNC does. But UNC lost, so I don't know what to expect from UNC State. Well, I'm expecting that they're going to win. So we'll see what happens. They played yesterday, and what was the score of their game?
Whose game? Whose game?
UNC State. Did they play yesterday or they play today?
They play today. They play Marquette today.
They play Marquette today. Okay. What about Gonzaga and Purdue? Did they play yesterday or
they play today? They
play
today also.
They play today. Okay. What about Illinois and Iowa?
Illinois beat Iowa State 72-69.
Woo! That's what I thought. All right, Illinois. That's right. Beat the pants off of Iowa. Okay, good. That's a win for G Money. So that's two losses and one win. So that's all right. And let's see, what is the fourth game that played yesterday? Who played yesterday? What's the other game?
Clemson versus Arizona.
Okay.
Who did you have?
And I know Arizona lost. So that's a win for me. Clemson is who I bet on. So
okay.
That's two wins and two losses. Okay. So I got two teams that moved on in the Final Four. And we got two teams that lost. Okay, so send two of those boys home, and we'll have the other two that will be playing next week. All right. So who's playing today?
So just to finish up, so UConn and Illinois play tomorrow, and Alabama and Clemson play tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Okay. UConn.
So today, UConn and Illinois and Alabama versus Clemson. Who do you have in those two games?
Are they playing today? UConn.
They play tomorrow.
I thought they just played yesterday, so they don't come back and play next week?
They play tomorrow.
UConn and Alabama, or UConn and Illinois play tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I guess I go with the winner, UConn. I guess they'll win. They'll go all the way to win the whole NCAA tournament. So unless Purdue or Gonzaga get in there to win, but that'll be UConn's going to win the whole thing. So who else is playing? Illinois.
Alabama. Alabama is playing Clemson.
Okay, well, I don't know. Alabama seemed to have played really good. I don't know about Alabama anymore. And they're playing Clemson. Clemson has, I guess they have a good team. I don't know about Clemson either. I don't know. I don't know. I bet on Clemson playing UNLV, right? And UNLV lost, and Clemson moved on.
Clemson, they just beat Arizona, but before that they beat Baylor.
Okay. Well, they beat Arizona, so that means they got a pretty decent team because they beat Arizona. So now you're saying Clemson is going to play Alabama?
That's correct.
Well, what was the score of the Clemson and Arizona game?
Clemson beat Arizona 77-72.
Oh, they barely beat them. Okay. Well, I don't know anything about Alabama. I can't even cheer for them because I don't know nothing about Alabama. But Clemson seems to be playing good right now. So maybe I should pick Clemson to beat Alabama. I don't know. I don't know about Alabama. I don't know anything about Clemson either. They got a good football program, but I don't know about their basketball team. I don't know anything about Alabama, though. I guess I'll take Clemson over Alabama. I'll jump in there, both feet. I'll take Clemson over Alabama. And they play tomorrow or Sunday?
Yeah. They play tomorrow.
Saturday. Okay. All right. Clemson playing Alabama. Okay. I'll take Clemson, see what they do against the Alabama Tigers. All right. And what was the other game?
So that's it for the games that were played yesterday. So today, there's four games that's still part of the Sweet 16, the final four games of the Sweet 16. It's Houston versus Duke, North Carolina State versus Marquette, Purdue versus Gonzaga, and Creighton versus Tennessee.
Okay. I'm taking Tennessee I'm taking Purdue. I'm taking Duke. And I'm taking Tennessee.
Duke, Purdue, Tennessee, and who in the North Carolina State versus Marquette are you taking?
Marquette.
Oh, okay. Duke, Marquette, Purdue, and Tennessee. Okay. See how you do.
Right. That's my four. I should go 4-for-4 with those. Those teams should play out. Yeah. Marquette should shoot the lights out. Tennessee should run the floor. Duke should play really well. And what's my other
Purdue
team? Purdue should beat Gonzaga. Even though Gonzaga's been waiting to get to the Final Four, they didn't make it last year. So this is supposed to be their year for them to show out. But I like Purdue. I think Purdue is going to beat Gonzaga. So what time do those games play tonight? What time is the schedule of those games?
Let's see. Marquette and North Carolina State play at 7 p.m. Purdue and Gonzaga play at 7:30. Houston and Duke play at 9:30. And Tennessee and Creighton play at 10.
Okay. Wow. Tennessee's going to be late tonight. Okay, I hope I'm still awake to watch them play. And the other team...
Actually, you know what? Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty late.
So the two late games, I'm going to try to stay up for those two games. But I'll be up for the early two, the 4 o'clock and the 5 o'clock game.
You know what? That's interesting. So I looked on the bracket page on the website, and it gave me those times, but I'm looking actually on the NCAA, just their regular page that lists the games, and it says the games are at 4 p.m., 4:30, 6:30, and 7. That actually makes more sense that they're going to be at those times. So you may not have to stay up late.
Okay. So who's playing at 4 o'clock?
Marquette and North Carolina State.
Okay. I'm going to take Marquette. And who plays at 4:30?
Purdue and Gonzaga.
Okay, I'm going to take Purdue. And who plays at, what time is it, 5 o'clock?
6.
The third
6:30.
Game? 6:30.
It's at 6:30,
okay.
It's Duke versus Houston. And at 7,
okay.
It's Creighton versus Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Well, I got Tennessee at 7. I got Duke at 5:30. And then I have Purdue. And I have Tennessee, I guess.
Marquette or North Carolina State?
Oh, yeah, Marquette. So I'm taking Marquette, I'm taking Duke, I'm taking Tennessee, and I'm taking Purdue.
Okie dokie smokey.
All right. Let's see if I can get four wins out of this. And what team do I want to go to the Final Four, the championship game? UConn will probably go to the final game. And I want UConn to play... either Tennessee or Purdue.
In the championship game?
Yeah.
What game are you talking about?
The Final Four. And then they go to the Final Two, which would be Purdue and UNC.
Which is the championship game, right. So in order to get there, Purdue's going to have to beat Gonzaga today, and then next weekend they're going to have to beat the winner of the Creighton-Tennessee game.
Okay. Yeah, I think Purdue will beat both of those teams.
Okay. And then UConn will have to beat Illinois, and then they'll have to beat the winner of the Alabama-Clemson game.
Yeah. I don't think UConn has a problem beating anybody. I think they're just going to run over everybody. Cause they got 4 7-footers. Man, they run the floor. They shoot 3-pointers. What was the score in the UConn versus who did UConn play? Oh, they played. They beat up on San Diego. Yeah, they beat up on San Diego. So that wasn't even close. So they play another game tonight, right? No, they play Saturday. Sunday.
They play Saturday. Who are you talking about? UConn? You talking about UConn?
UConn. Yeah.
They play tomorrow. They play Illinois tomorrow.
Okay. They'll beat up on Illinois. So I don't think Illinois has a good squad. I don't think they can run with the 7-footers, and I don't think they can play defense against the 7-footers. So that should be a no-brainer. UConn should run through everybody until they get to Purdue in the championship. All right. Well, that's the games for tonight. Now, what about the games for tomorrow? For Saturday? Oh, those games depend on who wins tonight and who won last night, right?
Right. So we know that tomorrow UConn is playing Illinois, and we know that Alabama is playing Clemson, but there's some game. The four games today determine who plays on Sunday. And I think it will be – well, you're basically saying it's going to be Duke versus Marquette and Purdue versus Tennessee. That's what you're predicting on Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, but that's going to be both of my teams playing against each other. Duke playing Tennessee and Marquette playing Marquette playing UConn.
Duke playing Marquette, and what you're suggesting is going to be Duke versus Marquette
and Tennessee versus Purdue. That's your prediction.
Yeah. Oh, wow. My teams are going to be battling against each other. That's, I guess, one of them got to win and one of them got to go home. But Tennessee got to go home. Duke got to go home. And Connecticut is going to move on. And Tennessee will move on. No, Purdue will move on. So it'll be UConn and Purdue in the championship game. So Purdue got to beat Gonzaga. That's going to be a game to see tonight. Purdue versus Gonzaga. All right. And Tennessee playing Duke tonight?
Tennessee is playing Creighton. And Houston is playing Duke.
Who's playing Duke? Tennessee?
Houston.
Oh, Houston. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, so Duke got to beat Houston. Oh, man. Houston, they're under a lot of pressure because their college team is getting beat. I mean, their NBA team is getting beat up on. So they got to play good tonight. Okay. Houston playing Duke. Okay.
Did you say that their NBA team is getting beat up on?
Huh?
Never mind. Nothing. Never mind.
Saying what?
I said never mind.
Oh. Well, I think Houston is going to have to play really good, but they may beat Duke. Because Houston's a bigger school, but Duke is playing in the league with UNC. They're in the same city as University of North Carolina. So since both of the North Carolina teams have lost, now Duke has to stand up, see if they can move on. They're playing Duke. They're playing Houston. Wow. Okay. That's going to be interesting. All right.
North Carolina State is still in it. They play Marquette today.
Oh, well. Well, if they beat Marquette, well, Marquette should beat North Carolina State. I think Marquette will beat North Carolina State. So, yeah, Marquette will be playing in the next game. So they'll be playing against UNC. No, they'll be playing against Creighton. Okay.
Marquette, if they win today, they're going to play the winner of the Houston-Duke game.
Marquette plays UNC today, UNC State. Right.
Marquette plays North Carolina State today, and the winner of that game is the winner of the Houston Duke game on Sunday.
Marquette's going to beat North Carolina State, and Duke is going to beat Houston. So that's my two wins for tonight. Then we'll see what happens when they play, whoever has to play on Saturday or Sunday. But I say Marquette, I have to play Purdue. Oh, so they'll play Purdue. And they'll have to play Purdue. It'll be Marquette playing Purdue, and they'll have to win to play UConn. But I don't know. I don't know who's going to beat UConn. I don't think anybody is going to beat UConn. So that's what I think. I think UConn is going to go to the championship game. Oh, man. But they got, if Marquette is playing in the championship game, that means Marquette's going to have to beat Tennessee. And that means UConn is going to have to play Tennessee. Oh, man. That's going to be tough. Because UConn, I don't know. Tennessee, I don't know if they're good enough to beat UConn. But I don't think Tennessee is good enough to beat Marquette. Duke can play. Oh, but then, man, I don't know. Because we got Purdue. Purdue's still in the running. So that's going to be a, man, I have to see who Purdue wins, plays against. Because Purdue got to win. They're playing Gonzaga. They got to move on. They got to win for them to move on to the Final Four, to the sweep the two, the Elite Two, no, the Elite Eight. So they got to move on to play in the two. So I don't know. I got to see who they play. All right. Well, that's enough talk about the NCAA tournament. And let's talk about the NBA. Are the teams still lining up for the playoffs? Are they still winning? Are the Lakers still trying to be in the play-in? And what about the Golden State Warriors? Are they qualifying? And what about the Sacramento Kings? What's going on with them? As we know, the Clippers are in it. So
nothing has changed since yesterday. There were only two games played yesterday. And neither one of those games had an impact on the top 10 teams. I can tell you that yesterday the Atlanta Hawks beat the Boston Celtics 123-122, which, you know, Hawks are continuing on their winning streak. They have a
not I'm sorry. The Hawks are they're still in 10th place. But they're not in any jeopardy of really losing that, because the next team behind them is the Brooklyn Nets, and they're basically 6 games ahead of the Brooklyn Nets. The other game was – and the Celtics, you know, the Celtics are in first place by a lot, so they could lose – they could probably lose 10 games and still be ahead. The other game was the Pelicans, New Orleans Pelicans, beat the Milwaukee Bucks 107-100. The Milwaukee Bucks are in second place right behind the Celtics. And the Pelicans are in fifth place. So, you know, so nothing has changed, basically.
Okay.
Fifth.
What place are the Pelicans as compared to the Golden State Warriors? Because they're all in the same Western Conference, right?
I can tell you the standings. In the Western Conference, the Nuggets are in first place, followed by the Timberwolves in second. Oklahoma City Thunder is third. The Clippers are in fourth place. The Pelicans are in fifth place. And the Dallas Mavericks are in sixth place. So that hasn't changed at all from yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know the Pelicans were that high up. Last year, they were like 11th or 12th place trying to make the play-in. They played in the play-in and got beat. So I didn't know they were in fifth place. Oh, okay. The Pelicans have a shot. Well, they're going to play in the tournament and the playoffs if they're in fifth place.
Yep.
They're going to play team number four. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I ain't worried about the Pelicans anyway. It'll be nice to see them play deep into the playoffs, but I don't think they'll win. I don't think they'll beat anybody. Not when it gets down to the seriousness of the playoffs.
So if they stay in fifth place, five plays two, right? Is that how it works?
No.
In the playoffs?
Five plays six.
Five plays six.
No.
Okay. So
They'll play the
what?
The Detroit Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks.
They'll play the Dallas Mavericks.
Wait a minute. One plays eight, two plays seven, three plays six, and four plays five. So four.
Oh, okay. So they're going to play the Clippers.
They're going to play the Clippers. Yeah. Okay. That'll be a good match. Clippers versus
that'll be
Pelicans.
A really good match, because they're pretty much tied. Both of them have 45 wins, so
yeah. Okay, so I can count on the Clippers beating the Pelicans. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So they got some good games lined up. If everybody stays constant with their win-loss record right now, we're going to have some pretty good games. The Boston Celtics are number one, and they're going to play number eight. And who's number eight? Is that the – right now it's the – the Chicago Bulls, are they number eight?
in the Eastern Conference, Bulls are in ninth place. The 76ers are in eighth place. In the Western Conference, the Sacramento Kings are in eighth place.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking the Boston Celtics will probably play the eighth place team in the West, in the East. So that means they'll play the Chicago Bulls. Hopefully the Bulls can beat the Boston Celtics. That would be a good series. They have the best of seven. The Boston Celtics can't beat the Chicago Bulls in seven. I don't think they can take them in seven. And who? The Milwaukee Bucks, are they in second place in the East?
The Bucks are in second place in the East. Yep.
Okay. So
the Celtics are in first place. The Bucks are in second. New York Knicks are in third. Cleveland Cavaliers have dropped down to fourth. They lost, so they dropped down to fourth. Orlando Magic is in fifth. And the Indiana Pacers are in sixth place.
Okay. Cleveland will play the five team. That'll be who's five? Miami.
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic. Okay. So they'll play five teams. And what number is Philadelphia 76ers?
Currently in eighth place.
Oh. If they win, they'll be eight, and they'll play the Boston Celtics. Okay. So that's what they have to hope, that they can stay in eighth place so they can play against the Boston Celtics. Because I don't think they're going to beat anybody else. Okay. All right. Well, it looks like the playoffs are pretty much set the same as yesterday, so we'll have to see what happens. Who plays this weekend? Anybody playing any games this weekend that could change the standings in the NBA?
Say that again. Say that again.
I said, is anybody playing this weekend that will change the standing for the NBA?
Well,
right now.
I can tell you there's a lot of games. So the short answer is yes, because everybody plays. Today the Clippers are going to play the Magic. The Pistons are playing the Wizards. L.A. Lakers are playing the Indiana Pacers. Golden State Warriors are playing the Charlotte Hornets. The Chicago Bulls are playing the Brooklyn Nets. Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Philadelphia 76ers. Oklahoma City Thunder will be playing the Phoenix Suns. Portland Trail Blazers will be playing the Miami Heat. New York Knicks are playing the San Antonio Spurs. The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets. Houston Rockets are playing the Utah Jazz. And the Dallas Mavericks are playing the Sacramento Kings. Tomorrow, the Boston Celtics are playing the New Orleans Pelicans. Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Orlando Magic, and the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Atlanta Hawks. And on Sunday, the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Denver Nuggets. The L.A. Clippers are playing the Charlotte Hornets. The Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Toronto Raptors. Miami Heat is playing the Washington Wizards. The L.A. Lakers will be playing the Brooklyn Nets. The Minnesota Timberwolves will be playing the Chicago Bulls. Dallas Mavericks are playing the Houston Rockets. The Warriors are playing the Spurs. Oklahoma City Thunder is playing the New York Knicks. And the Utah Jazz is playing the Sacramento Kings. So lots of games. Anything could happen. The whole.
Okay.
Well, certain teams can move up and down, but.
Yeah. What's the situation with the Toronto Raptors? The Raptors are in 12th place.
They're in 12th place behind.
Okay.
They don't have a shot.
They don't have a
the
shot.
The bottom line is they do not have a shot. No.
They're out of the league. They're out of the tournament. Okay. And
pretty much.
Who's in 11th place? Who's in the 11th place in front of Toronto?
The Brooklyn Nets.
No, they don't have a shot either. They're not winning any games this year. And I don't know. The team in 10th place, I don't think they have a shot.
Atlanta Hawks. I mean, they're 5 games behind the 76ers, who are in 8th place. So I think there's about, let me see, 73. There's about 9 more games left in their season. So if they win all 9 games, that'll make them 43. I mean, they would have to win all 9 games, and the 76ers would have to lose all the rest of their games. But they have a shot. I mean, it's possible. May not be probable or likely, but it is possible.
Okay. Well, yeah, I kind of like the 76ers. I'm mad that they traded their coach. So, I don't know. Milwaukee Bucks are playing, and the Memphis Grizzlies are in the Western Conference. What position are they in? Are they in second in the West?
Second. The Memphis Grizzlies are in 13th place in the West.
Whoa, they're in 13th place? Oh, they fell all out of the competition this year. They were second place last year. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, they had who did they have? They had somebody on their team that was like he was a superstar.
Yeah.
John Morant. Morant, right?
Yeah.
He was like Superman last year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then he started having all his problems, so I don't know. I guess he's still in there, but I don't know what his numbers are this year, his stats are.
Yeah. So they're out of it. Well, I don't think I think the teams that are going to win the playoffs are all in the Western Conference. I don't think any of the Eastern Conference, except for Boston Celtics, and who else is in the East?
Milwaukee, the Knicks, the Cavs, the Magic, the Pacers, the Heat.
The Heat made a run last year, but they didn't do nothing. Okay. Well, I don't think too many teams in the East are going to show up and show out. I think it's going to be all the West Coast teams that will be playing for the championship. All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens. We got another 2 weeks of NBA basketball to see who moves and who grooves and who slides and who's doing what before the playoffs start. All right. What time is it?
3:51.
All right. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blam, blam, blam. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I notice that they're on one side of the street. When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
Trouble. you get bum rushed at the wall. About Navi Red, Theo, Tony, and Milton, Mike, Mike, Sluggo, and Mike, Jillian, D.O.B., Reggie B., and Sid, Dano, B., Derek, B., Sean, B., and don't forget Big Hang, Don Ice, Desire, Rock, God Bless, Peter, Wax, Chuck, Chuck, and Pope, Fly, Eldorado, George, way back in the day, had all the brothers on the hill talking this way, they say, God, have mercy, L.A., Sunshine, and my DJ, Easy Lee, are from around the way, Jock, Jock, Philly, Philly, Don Z, all way but they're chillin'. Chief, Chief, KB, Devo, Ross, Ross, and AC, Baroni, Tonski, and Hung Hung. We fight for the hands and nobody's a pawn. Got it.
Like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like 6 feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-203-0815.
323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Storch. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes I want to share with you. You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. They put my book on the Braille reading list, and they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. You know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know. You don't know, because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. There were two mosquitoes that flew over a celebrity party, and they looked down and saw Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis getting drunk. And one mosquito said to the other one, "Hey, let's go down and bite Dean." And the other mosquito said, "No, you go bite him, because I'm flying tonight, and I can't drink and fly, just like you can't drink and drive." Woo. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know. You don't know. Because he had to go to the Shell station. There were two men in the jungle, and one man was sitting under a tree, and he was reading a newspaper, and the other man was typing vigorously on a typewriter, and a lion came and ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and he walked off and left the other man alone. I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo. There was a lady that went up the stairs to her house to get her son to wake him up to go to school. And she climbed the stairs and she got to her son's room and she said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed, you know, because you got to go to school, don't you know?" And he woke up and he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids talk about me and the teachers don't like me. So I don't want to go to school." And his mother said, "Well, I don't know what to tell you about that." And he said, "Mama, just let me sleep for 15 more minutes. And then I'll get up and I'll get dressed and I'll go to school." And his mother said, "All right, well, I'm going to set the alarm for 15 minutes. And when your snooze alarm goes off, I'm going to be coming up the stairs to get you up, to get you dressed, to go to school." And he said, yeah. And he went back to sleep. And 15 minutes later, the snooze alarm went off on his clock radio, and his mother came up the stairs. "They rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get up and get out of bed. Time for you to get dressed, you know, because you got to go to school, don't you know? And he said, Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids talk about me, and the teachers don't like me. And his mother said, well, I don't know about that, but you got to go to school because you got to get dressed, and you got to go to school. And he said, but Mama, I don't want to go. She said, well, I don't care if you don't want to go, because you got to go, because that's your job. You're the principal. I knew a girl that had 15 strands of hair on her head, and she put grease on her hair, and she combed it to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. My buddy had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And I asked him what he called her. He said he called her IHOP. There were two flies flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo! The big-breasted women work at Hooters. Where do one-legged women work? You don't know. You don't know. She works at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left. I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. There were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lion and the tiger and the giraffes, and they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees, and they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground, and they ran into a bear, and one man bent down and took off his shoes, his boots, and he put on his tennis shoes, and he tied them up real tight, and the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun the bear? I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. All right, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. Get something to drink and something to snack on as you listen to my story that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I wrote for the listening audience. And we'll be back with the song, and we'll be talking about the birthdays in a minute.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. And we started riding and going up to La Brea Hills. We're going down on La Brea Boulevard, La Tierra, and we'd go into the hills. They had a lot of private property that had hills that had derricks. that were pumping oil in these dirt fields. So we were riding in the dirt fields, and we were riding over jumps, and we were riding through turns and everything, doing all our fancy dirt bike riding stuff, riding it on the hills and stuff, and we had a good time. It was good. We had a great time. And Bernard had to be home before dark because he was only 12, so his license wouldn't allow him to ride at night. So we left the dirt, and he left me on the top of the hill, and he jumped and went down the hill, and I was at the top, and I was scared because I had never gone off a hill that big. And he was like, come on, man, come on, I got to go. We got to get home. And I go, okay, all right. So I would leave, and I went down the hill, and I caught him on the street, and we went home. And when I got home, he went in the house, and he changed his clothes. And then he got in the car with Kim and Karen, his brother Ricky, and they were going to go to my house to pick me up because we were going to the movies. So everybody was dressed, and Kim got her daddy's car. She was driving a Pontiac Grand Prix. So we were going to my house. I was living in Carson then. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes because I had my motorcycle boots on. I had my sweatshirt on. I had all my jeans on that had gotten all dirty from us jumping and playing in the dirt, doing dirt bike riding stuff in the dirt. I was going home to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness, and when we got to Century Boulevard, once you cross Century, going up Van Ness is going up a hill. So we were going all the way up the hill, but I left them at the light. They got caught in Century. So I made the light, and I was ahead of them. I'm like, I'm going to win. I'm going to win to my house, and I'm gunning it, rolling down the street. And we're on a four-lane highway, two lanes going north, two lanes going south. And I'm in the lane closest to the cars parked on the side of the street. And I'm rolling on that side of the street, and I'm rolling. And somebody is driving in the car in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. So they move in front of me, and I'm still gunning it. I'm still riding fast. And then all of a sudden, they see brake lights. Brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just know where to go but slam on my brakes. And I bounced down the street, and then I got the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital. And my friends came in to see me, and they thought I was going to be all busted up and stuff. And I was laying on the table kicking my leg up and down. I was fine. My leg had just gone into shock when I hit that car. So after I laid in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, my leg calmed down. And they cut off my brand new pair of Levi's I was wearing. I was mad about that. But they cut my Levi's all the way up to my thighs so they could check my leg. And they found out I was all right. So they released us. And I went home and I changed my clothes. I took a shower, got fresh. And then I jumped in the car with my sisters and my brothers, and we went to the movie. On another day, I was riding my bicycle, and I got a flat tire. So I had to call my dad to come get me, and he pulled up in our station wagon. At that time, we had a Pontiac Catalina station wagon. It was old style, but it was big, so we could fit my motorcycle in the back of the station wagon. So we did that, and he took me home, and I immediately broke out my tool, and I fixed my tire. I pulled the tire off. I took the chain apart, and I took the tire off, and I took the inner tube out, and I fixed the inner tube. I plugged the hole, and then I put the inner tube back on the rim, and I put the tire back on the inner tube, and then I took it to the gas station, and I filled it up, and I checked it, and it was fine. It was no leak or nothing. The tire was hard as a rock, and I brought it home, and I hooked it up on my bike, and I locked it down, and I made sure my chain was on tight, and everything was working good. And because of my motorcycle, I actually learned how to be a mechanic. Not only could I work on bikes, but I could work on cars, too. So I worked on my bike, and I rode it all through the neighborhood, and I said, okay, it's good. And I went in the house that night. And the next morning, I got up to ride to school, and my mother followed me in case I broke down. She would be there to be able to put my bike in the back of the car and to take it home. So she wanted to make sure I was okay. So she followed me to school. Now, when I'm riding to school, I'm riding. I'm punching it. I'm riding down the streets. I'm cutting down side streets. I'm going down the boulevard. I'm rolling. And I'm cutting in and out of cars. That's how I ride. You know, I'm a rider. So I was doing all of that on the way to school, and my mother was trying to keep up with me. But I kind of forgot she was behind me. So I was just punching it. And I lost her. I said, oh, well, she know where I'm going. She'll catch up with me. And I pulled into my school, and I was locking my bike up, locking my helmet up, and my mother pulled into the parking lot. And I'm like, where have you been? And she said, I was trying to keep up with you when you were speeding, going in and out of cars and in and out of traffic, riding like a madman. And I was like, well, you know, that's how I ride when I'm going to school. I got to get there. And she said, yeah, I was trying to catch up with you, and I got a ticket. That's the first ticket I ever got in my life. And because of you, you ruined my driving record. And I said, oh, Mom, I'm sorry.
Hi.
I didn't think about that. But my mother had never had a driving ticket in her life until that day when she was trying to keep up with me. That's right. I was rolling. And that's how I ride to school. I be rolling. I don't be trying to slow down and putt-putt to school. So that's what I was doing. And I went to school, and my mama got a ticket. So I was upset. I told her, I apologize. I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean for you to get a ticket. I knew you were following me to make sure I got to school okay. And that was all right. But I'm sorry you got the ticket. So I ruined her perfect record. And my mother ended up going to traffic school to get that record off of her, to get that ticket off of her record. So she didn't end up having the ticket on her record for very long. But her perfect record had been blemished by me with her trying to keep up with me. And I'm rolling. I'm rolling. And she can't keep up with the kids because I'm rolling. One day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KZ1000. It's a Kawasaki bike, and it's chromed up. He got it painted purple, and he got a picture of his lowrider painted on the gas tank, and he got a picture of his girlfriend in a bikini on his gas tank. And his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. And it got purple and gold wires on his bike, and the rest of his bike is all purple and black leather. I mean, his bike is nice. So he let me ride it. So I took off, and I'm riding, and we got a street in Carson that's called 190th Street. It's a mile between Avalon and Wilmington. Straight away, it's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. And I wanted to see how fast I could get his Kawasaki 1000 to do. And I got it up about 120 miles an hour. I'm rolling down the street. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet. He's riding fast. He's going to probably kill himself on that bike. He's a fool. And my little brother said, what'd you tell him? What'd you tell him, Big Nasty? Did you tell him, say, hey, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son. And my mother said, oh, see, that's why I don't like him riding, because he rides crazy. And I don't like the fact that he's riding so fast, because he could be dangerous. He could get killed like that. And
yeah,
I went home, and that was the end of the riding of that day.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Won't be trite. Real name, no gimmick.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
We got a bogey. I'm on the way.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Embarrassed, the parents still listen to Elvis.
disgusting, but it's just me, I'm just obscene. Hell, I'm not the first king of controversy. I am the worst thing themselves expressly to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy.
Hey,
there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fit in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow.
Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minuteman, Big Red can outlast her.
Who is the best? I don't have to ask that. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh? Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go brr up a pum pum, give you some of this Cinnabon.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. If you're for me, if it's wet yet, if you're for me, if it's wet yet, if you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work it. Yeah. If you're for me, if it's wet yet,
everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got some people to see. I got some places to go, don't you know? So I want to get out of here because they got some NCAA basketball games I want to go watch. But before I go, I want to acknowledge the friends, the followers of the radio show, and my fan club members as I recognize your birthdays for today's birthday celebration. So sit back as we celebrate the birthdays of the fan club members. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and then we're going to recognize the birthday.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. March 29th, 2024. Happy birthday to Stacy Johnson Hamilton. Happy birthday to Malika W. Happy birthday to Michelle Simon. Happy birthday to Justin Black Lesnar Magwood. Happy birthday to Erica Williams. Happy birthday to Debbie Taylor. Happy birthday to Ibrahim Rashim Kamara Jr. Happy birthday to Gary Harris. Happy birthday to Donna Taylor. Happy birthday to Janine R. Salifu. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mike Pierre. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, March 29th, 2024. Happy Easter, everybody.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And this weekend is Easter weekend. So I want to give everybody a happy Easter for their celebration to celebrate the birth or the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because that's what this celebration is all about for Easter Sunday. So without further ado, I'm going to sing you a birthday song, and I'm going to wish you the best greetings that you can have as you celebrate your birthday, your special day with your friends and your family. And the birthday song goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more birthdays. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may your celebration be happy and grateful and glorious with your family and your friends, as you sit around your dinner table and have your birthday cake for you to celebrate and blow out the candles and wish good things for yourself and for your friends. And without further ado, I know God is blessing you on this birthday celebration because this is your special day. And I want you to have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you live in everlasting life as you move on to the second side of this life. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you on Monday because I'm going to go in here and check out the NCAA basketball game. Talk to you later. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Still here?